The band consists of 300 students, organized into sections by instrument, who return to campus early each fall to begin rehearsals.
Spartan trumpets are the biggest section in the band, 60 of them.
It tends to be a lot of people sometimes.
An excerpt from Beneath the Pines, featuring our next guest, John T. Madden, the director of the Spartan Marching Band here in East Lansing. Before this month's Rose Bowl victory, Michigan State last appeared in Pasadena in 1988. That was 1 year before John's arrival at Michigan State. And now, John Madden, the Associate Professor of Music, Associate Director of Bands, and Director of the Marching Band, enters his 25th year at MSU, and he joins us at the Current State Studios to talk about this anniversary year and the recent trip to the Rose Bowl. Welcome to Current State, John.
Thanks, Mark. Good morning.
Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
What was it like when you first realized that you would be taking the band to Pasadena? Is that a ton more work than going to Purdue?
It's a lot more work than a typical Big Ten road trip, but it's not more work than the typical bowl game travel we're pretty used to. You know, Capital One Bowl and Alamo Bowl and all the great places we've been. But the Rose Bowl comes with the added energy that is attached to the tradition and the pageantry of the Rose Bowl. And then, singularly, the Rose Parade for the band is, you know, the icing, because it's such a dramatically big event. And the previous bands that have been there, you know, the game is the game, and that's what we're all there for. But this is that added bonus for the Big Ten band. You get to, or both college bands, really. Mm-hmm. You get to be in the greatest parade of all time.
Yeah. And we've got a clip of you in Pasadena. Let's listen.
We're going to win the Rose Bowl here on a defensive play. Great defense wins the game.
Did that audio go viral then? Did it actually cross the threshold into viral?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, obviously, you know, you've just I've shown all my cards. Everybody now knows that I am an over-the-top Spartan football fan. And everybody in the band is that way. You don't attach to the Spartan Marching Band without attaching to Coach D and the team and the journey they're on. But that was a moment, you know, the story of the season, you know, was this great defense. And there, that was just so apropos, you know, that stop but won the Rose Bowl game.
It's so ironic, too, though. The stars aligned and you took your first trip to Pasadena on your 25th anniversary. It's going to make it easy to remember your quarter
century. The number game, Mark, and this thing, we still just sort of are baffled by how that lined up in that way. My 25th year, the 100th Rose Bowl, the 125th parade, for our family, both of our daughters are students at Michigan State right now. I mean, what a family event for the Maddens.
And they're involved in the band.
They're not in the band, but they're both musicians, and they're involved in lots of other things at Michigan State, but they've been involved with the band by way of growing up around it, and their friends are in it, and it just was an amazing family event.
You went out early with the team, as I understand it, before the rest of the band. What was that scouting trip like?
Yeah, well, there are several meetings and things that not only that the band director is required to go to 2 weeks or so before the game. I went out with an athletic department contingent, but prior to the band's arrival, there were several meetings that I had to attend that had to deal with the parade and logistics and things like that. So we went ahead and piggybacked with the football team and went out a few days early. And then the band came out on the 29th.
As you pointed out, there's all this tradition associated with the Rose Parade in Pasadena. There's actually an etiquette manual that explains certain protocols.
Sure. There's a bowl manual. And there are probably – the bowl game manual probably has 6 or 8 pages dedicated to the band and the spirit squad and how all that, you know, intersects with the game. And then there's a manual for the parade that that the band director gets. It's 50 pages. And remember, this manual is for the many of the band high school bands from across the country that have been saving money for years and years and years after they've applied and been accepted to being in the Rose Parade. So the two college bands are sort of added to the parade, but you got to follow all the rules, mm-hmm. and there are many.
Are there any that are really extraordinary?
The space in which you are allowed to take on the street was fairly extraordinary to me, to the point where we're pretty parade savvy. You know, we have this one of the great traditions in collegiate pageantry is when the Michigan State Band marches to the stadium every weekend.
But it was tight? Or you had to fill?
Yeah, we had to be tighter than normal. We had to fit into 300 feet. That's 100 yards. And so we had to condense our formation a little bit. And, you know, for example, the auxiliary units, flags, the Rose Parade wants those in the back of the ensemble and not in the front. We do that differently. So that, some of it is geared toward TV and some of it is geared toward the pacing. And, again, it was a lot of reading. And, you know, you conform. You just do what you're told.
There's been so much talk, and I'm sure you've answered this question already, but I've got to get your take on the Stanford Band. They have a pretty unconventional approach to the marching band and diametrically opposed, you might say, to the traditional MSU approach.
Sure.
What do you make of it?
Well, it's known, the Stanford Band is known as a scramble band or a scatter band, and that tradition is stolen from the Ivies. So the Ivy League bands do that today. They just don't get the publicity that a giant, you know, Pac-12 school is going to get. A scramble band is a student-run organization. They don't wear uniforms per se like we do. They probably had a matching red blazer or something, but they all wore sort of zany other things. And, you know, what we are, they're the opposite. We're disciplined. We're organized. We're run by faculty members. We rehearse every day. And they get together on Friday and come up with it and sort of come up with some zany script and make fun of some university policy or some social issue, and that's what they do. They stole it from the Ivies. There's two well-known non-Ivy League scramble bands out there. Stanford is one, and the other one is Rice University from Houston, who visited Spartan Stadium a few years back.
What was it like? What do you think of when you think back on 25 years at Michigan State?
Well, a whole bunch of great kids, a whole bunch of great students who have come through the organization and kind of made, you know, made their mark, put their stamp on it, you know, because Spartan Marching Band is many things. I've said this, it's probably oversaid, but Spartan Marching Band, in addition to being one of the great ensembles of its kind in the world, it's just such a vibrant life skill class where students who come from every major and every college at Michigan State, they get to participate in leadership opportunities and teamwork orientation, and they hone their craft as musicians and artists. And I'm a big fan of watching their contribution while it's happening and the impact that they make and becoming these, you know, great people that go out into the world and take sort of life skills learned in Michigan State band into everything else.
What did you change in the institution?
How much time do we have?
You changed a lot.
I have. I really have.
Not you as a person. I'm saying, what change did you impose on the Spartan Marching Band?
That's what I'm saying. I've changed as a person, too, for sure. But I think I've changed. What I haven't changed is, you know, sort of the band's trademark stylistic performance approach. I've tweaked that. But to me, I've changed sort of the way with which we work as an ensemble and created, let's call them rules about how we're going to go out and do what we're going to do. I think the behavioral and sort of spectrum of what we do in the ensemble, but what the ensemble goes out and does in the community, that's also very different.
Behaviorally, what's changed, though?
I just think the kids respect each other more.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once upon a time, you know, the tubas hated the drums and the drums hated the trumpets, and it was sort of sophomoric. to tell you the truth. So that wasn't going to fly for me. So if you rewind 25 years, those were my early challenges, and they weren't challenges because I sort of am it's going to be my way or the highway kind of guy, and I knew how this was going to, you know, go. But all that was sort of a communication breakdown, and we got together and we created all these systems with which leaders would meet in the spring. And, you know, right now, Mark, the band, you know, shows up in the fall for the first football game with sort of a 10-day preseason camp, but it starts way before that. I mean, the 2014 Spartan Marching Band will start in about a month with student leaders being identified, and they'll meet in very thoughtful meetings, and a structure and a footprint is made so next year's band can be more successful than this year's band. Mm-hmm. It sounds, you know, I'm kind of summarizing it quickly, but, you know, the investment we make in each other happens in the spring, and then the fall will be problem-free because everybody understands what page we're on.
We're talking with John T. Madden, director of the Spartan Marching Band, associate professor of music, and associate director of bands here at Michigan State on the Rose Bowl, and his 25th year here at Michigan State. The kids must have changed, though, too. If there's one change that you've noticed between an incoming Spartan Marching Band member in 89 mm-hmm. and compared to 2014, 2013,
yeah.
what comes to mind?
Well,
I'm wondering if the camaraderie is also a function of just the way young people have changed. I guess that's what I'm trying to find out.
Not as much as you think. For me, my observation is that the band has always attracted a high caliber musician and somebody who's highly motivated because, you know, they're not walking into kind of a laissez-faire kind of organization. You know, you've got to sort of dream about it because of the level of talent that's sort of perceived on the outside and our reputation on the outside. So when I say the outside, I mean high school kids across the state or across the country. We have far more out-of-state kids now than we used to have. Probably because of the ability to virtually explore the Spartan Marching Band online and all of the rest of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I expect a really high caliber kid to come in, but I see that my first reaction is that there's just a greater willingness to sort of be part of the whole, the ensemble. And I love the fact that we sort of collect a new group of freshmen in the band, and that's roughly 80 or so every year out of 300. And the teamwork and the kind of family sense of being in Spartan Marching Band, it kind of hits right away as soon as they're here because of this insulated group of older people that want to pass that
mm-hmm.
into the
yeah.
new group.
Yeah,
it's really special to be in it.
DNA of of the larger group.
Absolutely.
You're taking a PhD sabbatical, I'm told.
Not a PhD sabbatical, just a faculty sabbatical, one semester leave, where I'm doing some research and I'm doing a major wind ensemble transcription. The Aaron Copland Second Symphony is a project that's on my plate right now, transcribing it from orchestra to wind ensemble and doing some conducting pedagogy research, which is kind of my teaching specialty.
Do you typically look forward to December, though? As closely identified as you are with the marching band, is it nice to change gears?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it. And you and I have spoke about this before, but, you know, the marching band is heavy lifting. It's part of the load, but it's not by any means the entire load. We have such an amazing team of faculty members and grad students in our university band department. We all do a lot, and we all do it together. But, you know, marching band is a heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And concurrently with it, I'm teaching other courses and conducting concert ensembles and I think that's what band directors do.
Yeah.
What I'm describing is no different than any high school band director out there. You know, they do marching band and concert band and teach all their classes and beginners, and we all do a lot. So,
how does the reputation of a big band like the Spartan Marching Band play out nationally?
Well, I would say that we are on everybody's top five list. You know, is that there probably is no, you know, Bleacher Report article or whatever that says that. But the Michigan State Band is regarded as one of the great collegiate marching bands in the world. And that's concurrent with the band program in the College of Music at Michigan State University. Our reputation is well known around the world. And I think our students come here and participate because of that. And this is a crown jewel at Michigan State.
Yeah. Without a doubt, I think just about everybody listening would agree with that immediately. Been a real pleasure having you in here, John. John Madden is Associate Professor of Music, Associate Director of Bands, and Director of the Spartan Marching Band. He's entering his 25th year at Michigan State. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mark.